You never know. I would never put it past anything.
You know what? I'll wait till Willie finishes singing. But life can be so folks, sweet. There's no way we can't talk about this a little bit today. We have to. This is our last chance. It's not going to be like the, you know, real political shows. It'll be fun. But we have to do it.
I'm not afraid.
I'm not afraid either, Willie.
This rover.
Did you stop the program?
I couldn't. It's on the air now.
I'll stop it if I have to tear down the studio.
Wow. Remember that day Mike threw that fit?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, yeah. He was going to burn this place to the ground.
That's crazy.
Boy, he was mad. And I think he was strictly mad at Dan.
Really?
Oh, yeah. He didn't like you.
No.
He never liked you.
Oh. No.
Don't know why. Well,
one more day for what? You kept saying one more day.
Yeah, I just heard there's an election or something tomorrow.
What?
It's like a big one. Yeah.
Really?
That's what I heard.
Haven't heard anything about it.
So here's the deal. We have, as is usually the case, not usually, most days we skate, but I have a little equipment issue here. Dan is normally able to shoot something on my screen and it tells me if we have a call, and who just says like Jim, you know, that is not working.
What?
So, yeah, I know. So unless it fixes itself, then Dan will just have to go, hey, we got somebody on the phone, and we'll do it that way. But good afternoon, everybody. And
can I practice that for a second, because we haven't done anything like that in a while.
Sure.
Hey, Frank, we have someone on the phone.
Oh, thanks, Dan. How many callers do we have? Say 600.
600?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to be able to get around to all of them, but we'll do our best. Now, this is also going to be unprofessional.
Oh, no. Now what?
And I have to write a note. Seven. Okay. Now, folks, here's the thing. I've been so consumed with this whole election thing because it's hard to explain. I hate it, but at the same time, there are aspects of it that I have found entertaining, confusing, frustrating, and I don't think we'll ever see anything like this again. So to not... Hang on, I gotta just tape this up. Don't make that sound, because I know what you gotta do.
What
you think? Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. I don't think we'll see this again, because I'm not going to be living long enough. Even if it comes around again, it'll be so many years that... All right, hang on.
Boy.
I'm taping a piece of paper.
What?
And, I knew you'd do that every time I bend over. So, my good friend and long-distance listener named Craig loaned me two irritating ballpoint pens. Here's the first one. That's Hillary with that Wicked Witch of the... Which was a good one? The East of the West? Wicked Witch was the West.
The West.
Of the East. Yeah, that's her with that... Here it is. Here's the worst part. Yeah. Yeah. And then the other one is, I think you know who this is.
I will be the greatest president that God ever created.
If you push his head.
Look, I'm really rich.
Yeah.
I will build a great, great wall on our southern border, and I will have Mexico pay for that wall.
Now, here's what's interesting. How about the quality?
Oh.
Remember when Chatty Cathy came? You old people. There was a doll called... Dan, you remember this?
Yes.
Chatty Cathy. And you pulled a string on her back, and here's what it kind of sounded like.
Yeah.
I love you. And then along came Woody, the cowboy. Didn't he have a ring in his back? And,
yeah, there's a snake in my boot.
Yeah, Woody, let's play. But now, with a tiny, tiny chip, they can take a ballpoint pen and you get...
I will be...
That quality.
The greatest president that God ever created.
That's unbelievable to me.
Who put those pens out?
I don't know. He loaned them to me. And he'll be real mad if I lose them or something. But you can go online and order them. I know. I think that's what he did. You just go online and Google where to buy Hillary and Donald Trump pens.
Well, I can't believe that this company can get away with that unless they have the permission of either one of their
just
people.
To get a soundbite. I don't know how
I don't
you,
think you have to. I don't think
really?
You have to, but because no, I they're public figures, and I I don't think it's kind of like if you. Here's an image. Let's say you got a telephoto lens shot of Hillary nude on a nude beach, and then you wanted to publish it. I think you can. I don't think they can do anything about it because they are public figures. That's always the best. Now, if you do that to a private citizen, they can sue you for invasion of privacy and all kinds of stuff. But these people...
I will be...
And if you wait, that's how it restarts. If you hit it quickly,
I'm really rich.
And if you hit it quickly again,
I will build a great, great wall on our southern border, and I will have Mexico pay for that wall.
But how about the fact that it's so clearly
it
his
clear.
Voice, the technology. And what was I? One time as a kid, I broke open one of those old dolls, like Chatty Cathy, because I wanted to see how it worked. And there was a tiny little spool of tape, of audio tape.
Yeah.
I mean, like you know, Mylar, the kind of tape a cassette had. It was a tiny, tiny little reel, and that's what produced the sound. And of course, it sound wobbly. And these are dead on, especially. Let's see. Wow, laughing all the way to the bank. So you can get upset if you want to, folks. It's not going to do you any good. It's one day, and I think we're entitled. This show is entitled to part of a day to just go around the room, take phone calls. We are not going to allow anybody to get on some soapbox, but just funny observations or... You know, if you want to say something like, I cannot for the life of me see how anybody could vote for and then say why, and make it brief and don't be nasty about it, that's okay. But it's the day before, and by the time we come on tomorrow, they'll either know, because on the East Coast, it'll be, we go off the air, it'll be 8 o'clock. So I think they're either going to know.
They usually have a pretty good idea.
But this is what's so, and tell me if you agree or disagree. I cannot call this one at all. I don't have a clue.
No, I can't either.
If you said, which way is it going to go? It would just be a coin toss.
Yeah.
Now, of the polling says she's ahead by a couple of points.
Mm-hmm. Bill Cleveland just texted me and he said, on Amazon, I just looked it up, they have President Obama toilet paper on Amazon. I don't think he gave...
Oh, no, that's been out for a while.
And there's Mitt Romney, there's Hillary Clinton, so both sides have toilet paper. So I apparently you don't need to get permission.
No, you don't. And the people, you got to hand it to them, brilliant, who put this stuff out. Look, there's a T-shirt I saw. It says Hillary for Prison, and it's red, white, and blue. It's a beautiful shirt, and somebody... is making a fortune off that using her name, and there's nothing she can do about that. I've never been one of those people to buy political stuff.
No.
I don't buy keychains or stickers or mugs or buttons. I think now we live in such a weird time that if you do that, you run the risk of being beaten up or your car keyed. Or nobody wants to hear the other side. And let me just say this, what I think is interesting, too. The very few times we've said anything about politics on this show, the mail, the emails that I get wanting me to shut it up, are only from the people who didn't hear what they wanted to hear from me. Now, in other words, if I said, boy, I really like Donald Trump, I'm not going to get one email from anybody who agrees saying, stop talking about politics. It's only the other side that doesn't want, they don't want you to talk about it if you're not saying what they think. So it's not so much just about talking about politics. Now I'm going to ask Peon a question, because Peon, has been the most silent person in this room through this whole thing, through the last 18 months of this campaign, which it has been
right.
at least 18 months. And you say very little.
Yes.
Here's what I take from you. You do not like Donald Trump at all. I don't think you like her.
I don't
care.
Like any politicians.
I just don't think you care. Well, you take Archie and you go on a little trip and you do your thing and you live your life.
What does caring get you?
No, you're right. You're a young guy who actually understands how this works. And here's the way it works. To get your... What's the expression? Get your panties in a...
Bunch.
Bunch.
Right.
Yeah, to get your panties in a bunch...
You're only hurting yourself. You're the only one that's affected by it.
You are driving yourself crazy because it is not going to do you any good. And the reason it's not, folks, is when Donald Trump says it's a rigged system, whether you like him or you don't, he is right.
Oh, I think.
And it has been rigged for a long time.
Well,
go ahead.
All you have to do is look and see what happened to Bernie Sanders.
Yes.
That's all you have to do.
Yes.
With Bernie Sanders and Hillary when they were fighting it out, and see what happened to him. And then it's rigged. Yeah.
My feeling is, if you think, this is just my personal opinion, if you think either side has the majority of the American people in mind and want to help them.
No, they don't.
You're sadly naive.
You are naive. And I also believe there are, I use the expression handful. Obviously, I don't know what a handful is, 12, 20, 100. But there's a small group of people who are so powerful, they really are the ones who either make the decisions or influence the decision makers. And it's not you, and it's not me, and it's not 99% of us. We actually have almost nothing to do with it.
All you have to do is look at all the tens of billions of dollars being spent.
Wouldn't
you know, by all the super PACs and by all the donors and, you know, all these super PACs that you don't even know where the money's coming from.
If all that money could have been put towards something really good.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I don't know how that's even allowed in our system in this day and age. Why we continue? But the problem is the people that are in charge are the ones. That's why it'll never get changed because... It's just a vicious cycle because you're never going to get money out of politics because the people that are in charge of changing those rules are the ones who are part of the system.
Now, if you give yourself a headache, you drive yourself crazy, go fishing, take your kids somewhere, live your life. And I know there are people who go, well, if we all were that complacent, what good does it do you? Not to be. And do I believe, and am I convinced that the voting is actually not corrupted? No, I'm not convinced of that at all. Because I told you the story that my wife's hairdresser told her. And this was back the last election when it was Romney and Obama. And he told my wife, he went to vote. And he was, he's Republican, so he just punched down the line, Republican, you know. He went, it was an electronic voting, so he just went back to check. Because you can go back and just kind of check through, make sure you did what you wanted. Every single vote that he had hit had been transferred over to the other party.
Oh, yeah. They're telling people that now.
Yes, and I've been watching the news lately, and I have heard at least six other people on the news say, that happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
I checked it, and it was not what I put in there. Now, are you going to tell me that that's just some accidental glitch in the machine? No. It is rigged. It is corrupt. But we're not in Russia. It's still the best place, and I get all that. It's the best place to live. But what I don't get is how anybody could not look deeper than just, I think it'd be great to have a woman president. Okay, well, that would be great. But if that's your only reason for voting, like if the only reason you voted for Barack Obama was because he's black, or the only reason you voted for Bill Clinton was because you thought he was cute, if you're a woman, you thought he was good looking, what's the matter with us? The ugliest person in the world could be the best president we ever had. It shouldn't have anything to do with it, but it does. Here's the other thing. Tomorrow, when this is over, it won't be over.
Oh,
no, it won't. If it's close, if it's so close, you know, and especially Trump is going to throw a fit and go recall, recount, rigged.
Oh.
So I, in one way, I hope it's not close. I hope it's a runaway, one or the other. And that's one less thing we'll have to deal with. But if you take the time to go back and just listen to parts of speeches that other candidates made and said what they're going to do. I love that. In the first 100 days, I mean, my goodness, 100 days is not enough time to get anything done, really. They're going to change the world in 100 days. Go back and watch the others and then see what they actually did that they said they were going to do. Not much of it. Not much of it. There's so much broken, you can't fix it in 100 days. You might not be able to fix it in 4 years. Now, I have we're going to be all over the place today, and I do want to take your calls. I don't have a way to know if you're calling because that part's broken, so Dan will just interrupt and say we have some calls. Why is it, if I say to you, and I'll start with you, if somebody, they say, well, he's a Southerner or she's a Southerner. Give me three states come to mind when you think somebody's a Southerner.
Ooh, okay.
He's from the South.
Texas, Mississippi, Alabama.
Dan?
Yeah, I was going to, my first thought was Mississippi, Georgia, maybe Arkansas.
Okay. My thought would be same. Tennessee, Mississippi, Arkansas, Alabama, Southern. So why is it not the case that you never hear of somebody from Florida as a Southerner? That's the most, you can't get more South than Florida.
And Florida's on,
yeah, I know.
Florida is in a world of its
own. They're in their own world. It is the southernmost of South, yet nobody ever is a Southerner from Florida. I think that's weird. What's right north of Florida? There are a couple of states.
Georgia.
That are right. Okay, Georgia. Why, Georgia, mm-hmm. That's Southern, but you cross that border. Florida. Now they're Floridians.
I think, and it probably has a lot to do with, yeah, transplants too. I think a lot of people move there from, you know, retirees from other states that they're not necessarily, like, you consider a lot of Georgians to be.
I get you. We don't think of anybody from Florida as homegrown.
Right.
They're transplants. All right. I guess that makes sense.
And they're in the vacation industry, especially around Orlando. You have a bunch of people that move to work there
from all over the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to do my quick thing politically, and you can call, you cannot call, we'll move on and forget it. It's hard not to do it. It's the day before. And if you're going to email me, folks, I don't listen to you for politics. Today, normally I read those emails and I respond. Not today. I'm just going to delete them. I know you don't want to talk about it, but this is our last day. And here's what I guess I have to accept, that there are enough people in this country, and by enough I mean the majority of this country, does not care about morality. They don't care about honesty. They don't care about integrity. They don't. That does not matter to them. I'm not sure what they do care about, but when I mean, the most immoral of immoral behavior doesn't matter to you. When honesty doesn't matter, what is it about? Is it appearance? Is it the sound of their voice? Is it that they said something you wanted to hear and you actually believe it? But the things you know about them don't matter. Let's take each one. Let's take Trump. Now, this business on the bus with Billy Bush, I believe a significant number of people, in fact, most people, they don't care about that. And I don't know that they should, but they don't. That has nothing to do with what kind of president somebody could be. Look at Bill Clinton and look at John Kennedy. There are many people that consider both of them really good presidents. My goodness, what they did is far worse than what he said. Okay, so that's one example. Let's take another example from Trump. That he's loud. That he brags. Well, that's not dishonest to brag, to be loud, even kind of seem like a bully, none of that would, to me, keep you from running a great company or being a good president. Now, let's take a look at her. Let's take a look at, they've now just revealed that Chelsea, who I believe her wedding was $2 million, that was foundation money. That's money that was supposed to be charity money. And I could go on and on about her. I don't think anybody cares. You know, if you laid the facts right in front of people, which they have, and said, hey, how do you feel about this? That a foundation that's supposed to be charitable, and it is charitable and it has done a lot of good, but it's also lined the pockets of the members of the Clinton family. Does that bother you? I think the answer is no. That doesn't bother me. If you say to people, what about this? When she said we landed in Bosnia, Chelsea and I had to duck and run for cover, and that was absolutely not even true, it didn't happen. Does that bother you? No. The answer is no, it doesn't bother us. 9/11. Well, I was so worried about Chelsea because I knew that she was jogging right at the moment those planes hit those towers, and she was jogging right below the Twin Towers. No, they proved that was not true. She was in her apartment quite a ways away from there, her very expensive apartment. So that doesn't matter. So what is it? What is it that matters to people? I'm curious. You know what I think it is? With some idiots, I think it's whoever Katy Perry or Jay-Z tells you to vote for. And that confuses me because I cannot imagine why, if I'm sitting out here and like, well, I'd like to vote. I'm 18 now, or I'm 25. I'm going to vote. I still know who to vote for. And then Jay-Z gets up at a concert and sings to his niggas and his mother effers. And that's exactly, those were the words he was using right there with Hillary there. And are you going to tell me, and I hope it's not true, that somebody listening to that or watching that goes, all right, man, that's it. I'm voting for Hillary. What? I don't get that. I don't get it. I don't get how Barbara Streisand or Katy Perry, folks, you and I don't even relate to those people. We have nothing in common with them. I'd be more apt to vote for somebody that my neighbor told me some things about because we're kind of alike. Maybe we both work in the same kind of blue-collar job, and we've been friends for a long time, and if he fills me in and tells me some things, okay, you know what, I think I'll vote for that person. But not because somebody I don't even know, some Jay-Z Beyonce told me to vote. I know that I really don't yet. But sadly, there are people that vote because Arnold Schwarzenegger said to, or because a candidate was on Jimmy Fallon, and I like Jimmy Fallon, so I'll vote for that candidate. It is the most confusing thing to me. I don't know everything there is to know about either candidate. In fact, I know not nearly as much as I should, because I don't think any of us take the time to do the homework we should do about any candidate to find out who they really are. I also don't think that any of these candidates give two hoots about you and me. I really don't. I think they use people during the campaign. They use babies. They use black people. They exploit these people.
Oh, I completely agree with
that.
To get
elected. And as soon as they're elected, my goodness, they wouldn't have dinner with these people, invite them over, hang with them for anything. They're not their kind of people. But, man, they need them to go vote for them. So they'll tell them anything. They'll say, I promise you, Hillary doesn't know one Jay-Z song. There's no way. And on one hand, you'll hear politicians go, we've got to put an end to this filth and vulgarity. Our children are being, this has been pumped into their ears. And I think almost any politician would agree. The music industry, especially, has just gotten completely out of control. There's no moral compass. There's no nothing. Anything goes. Bitches, hoes, MF this, and you hear them say, "We need to rein this in," and we need. Yet, if Jay-Z will get up and do all that, and it might get you some votes, then it's okay for tonight. We'll accept it. That's okay. In fact, we'll act like we like it. And I think the same thing is true of him. You know, one minute he sounds like he can't stand Hispanics. The next minute, I love it. And when he said the line, nobody respects women more than I do. I thought, what, you idiot. How could you even say that after they just played? You grabbing them by the P word, and then he has the gall to say, no one respects women more than I do. I heard laughter in the room when he said that.
Oh, yeah.
So it's been a great show. It's been a great show. It shouldn't be a circus sideshow, though, but it has. It has been. And I would like to think when it's over that the other side, whoever they are, will settle down, accept it, and let's move on. That is not going to happen. Not going to happen. It's just not. And I think that more than any other election, when it's over, this one's over, rather than everybody just, well, okay, let's go home. We had a nice little election get-together party at our house. See you tomorrow. No, they're going to walk away mad, furious. It's going to linger for a while. It's not going to just settle. So it's all weird. We're going to take a break, take some calls. I wish this thing would start working here on my screen, but it doesn't.
So yeah, we have some calls. We have some callers on, so after the break.
After the break, tell them to hang on here. We'll get to them.
Hang on, everybody.
Yeah, thank you.
After break.
I didn't mean like that, but no. I hopefully get this thing cleared up, certainly by tomorrow. Let me get some people out of pain who are in pain. And again, folks, I get it. I know why we're here. We're here to be juvenile and tell jokes and stuff, but it's almost impossible not to just make a couple of observations here before this whole thing is over. Now, if your reason for not voting is, well, I wanted to vote, but I couldn't because my feet hurt. We could have done something about that. We could have sent you to the Good Feet store or one of the two Good Feet stores in the St. Louis area. Pain doesn't have to be in your feet. It could be leg pain, knee pain, hip pain, back pain, headaches. Yes, there are people who have gone into the Good Feet store and found relief from pain other places than their feet, certainly the feet, but other places, from a simple insert or arch support. And as crazy as that may sound, and I agree with you that it sounds crazy, what are you talking about? I had headaches, and I stuck something in my shoe, and my headaches went away. That sounds ridiculous, but it's not. And for thousands of people, simple insert, arch support, but the right one, not some off-the-rack doctor, what's-his-name, one-size-fits-all. The right one, specifically, that makes the adjustment you need to make in the weight distribution on your feet can make a world of difference. And right there in the store, walking around, you can feel it. And if you can't, then I wouldn't buy them. I don't think you're going to buy them and go, well, I'll wear them, and I hope in a year something happens. Nah, people feel it right there in the store. There are two Good Feet. You keep your shoes, by the way, not in the shoe business. And you don't need an appointment, and there's nothing embarrassing about it. Some people have really disgusting feet. They don't see your feet. Unless you don't wear socks. They tell you to take your shoe off. You know, please don't do that, by the way, because I don't know. Some guys that never wear socks and they wear leather shoes, I've done that. And at the end of the day, my feet really stink. Leather and foot sweat don't mix
no.
very well.
Mm-mm.
So wear those little socks you can't see or something. My point is, at Good Feet, they don't need to see your feet. They might have you take your shoe off because they need you to step down in your sock and make a little impression of your foot. There's one on Olive, west of 270, kind of catty-cornered across from TGI Fridays. There's also a Good Feet store in Shiloh, Illinois, Green Mountain Road across from Deerberg's. And their website is goodfeetstlouis.com.
All righty, we need to check on traffic. And we had a caller call in and said that there was a mess on 44 westbound around Jefferson. Traffic was crawling through there. So here's Tim Weiland to fill you in on that and more. Tim?
All right, Dan. Yeah, that's due to an accident right now. It's on westbound 44, just a little bit west of Kings Highway, the left lane. They had two left lanes blocked. Now it's down to one. But yeah, traffic is backed up east of Jefferson. And then you've got slow traffic on westbound 40 from Kings Highway out to McCausland. Westbound 70 getting a little slow between Bermuda and the work zone at Hanley. And southbound 270 slowing down now from Olive down through the Clayton Road overpass. And this traffic report brought to you by Staples. They have low prices for your business, from laptops, tablets, and smartphones to tech services like setup and repair. Visit staples.com/tech services for details. Staples, make more happen. I'm Tim Weiland from the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095.
Hey, it's John Carney, and I want to address the few of you that have not called Stuart at Stuart's American Mortgage Corp. Those of you that apparently are allergic to saving money. And even think about this, even if it's just saving a few dollars a month, over the life of that loan, it's thousands of dollars. You're not going to be paying. And the fact that it costs you nothing to find out, with the Bagel loan, you've got nothing to lose. Spend 10 minutes on the phone, save thousands of dollars. How often is that deal put on the table in front of you? Call Stuart at Stuart's American Mortgage Corp. And it's not a big corporation either. It's Stuart and a couple of helpers. So you know you'll be taken care of by the owner. Stuart Rosenblum. 314-324-4440. It's your money. Don't waste it. Call Stuart now. 324-4440. Or online at stuartsamc.com.
American Mortgage Corporation. Number 226715. NMLS. Number 2675699.
As a prosecutor, Chris Koster put away dangerous criminals, from sexual predators to the worst serial killer Missouri's ever seen. As Attorney General, Koster cracked down on Wall Street corruption and Medicaid fraud, winning back millions for taxpayers. Now, Missouri's police officers and every major newspaper in our state endorse Koster for governor. Maybe the St. Louis Post-Dispatch said it best when they wrote Eric Greitens is inexperienced and not serious enough to fix problems, while Chris Koster is a force for effective public service and far better prepared to be governor.
This is Chris Koster. As governor, I'll bring Republicans and Democrats together for a fiscally conservative plan to fix our roads and fund public schools. The time has come to put politics aside and build a stronger Missouri.
Koster for governor. Paid for by Koster for Missouri. Gary Mallory, treasurer.
PermaJack. Solid as rock.
I've heard that PermaJack is the best way to stop the damage and cracking caused by a settling foundation. But is it really effective?
The PermaJack system supports your home on hydraulically driven steel piers. The support really is solid as rock.
Well, how can you know for sure?
After it's installed, each pier is hydraulically tested.
Aren't other kinds of foundation repair tested?
Old-fashioned concrete reinforcement can't be tested under pressure. You can't be positive the problem is solved.
Does that mean PermaJack is harder to install?
Not at all. The PermaJack system doesn't require a major excavation, no large crews or heavy equipment. That means less mess, less time, and because it is effective, it's usually less expensive in the long run. Plus, PermaJack can be installed year-round, sometimes even from inside the foundation.
Fast, economical, and effective. PermaJack is the best.
PermaJack. Solid as rock.
Call PermaJack today at 636-225-2553.
There have been a lot of opinions flying around about Amendment 3. And it's true that with every issue, special interests back both sides. But at the end of the day, I'm voting for my kids. I'm voting yes to Amendment 3. Missouri is near the bottom in the nation for providing pre-K. Amendment 3 fixes that. 20,000 kids get to go to pre-K for the first time. And the funds are only good for children and families. Missouri's kids need your help. Vote yes to Amendment 3 for their future and yours.
Paid for by Vote Yes on 3 for Kids. Mark Hellinger, treasurer.
Listen up, homeowners. Contractors and do-it-yourselfers agree E&B Granite has had the largest collection of the best quality granite available in St. Louis for years. And now, with their new 50,000 square foot showroom, you'll be able to choose from all the top brands, including Caesar Stone, Silestone, Polar Stone, and more. When you visit E&B Granite, ask to see the new look of brilliant quartz for your kitchen or bath. E&B Granite, at the corner of Manchester and Hampton, or online at ebgranite.com.
Hi, I'm CJ Barcivic, candidate for Congress. This election comes down to a choice. I support equal pay for women, and my opponent does not. Things won't change in Washington until we change who we send there and change our priorities. Unlike Mike Boss, I support funding women's health care and paid maternity leave. We need real change in Washington, and that's why I'm asking for your vote this Tuesday. I'm CJ Barcivic, and I approve this message because we need to make equality a priority in Washington.
Paid for by Friends of CJ for Congress.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Are you prepared for the next market crash? Do you think you're overpaying in fees? Well, listen to Rethinking Retirement every Sunday at 7 a.m. and 3 p.m. with your host, Marvin Mitchell. This is the show that we position you for a safe and secure retirement.
And by the way, sometimes when people do go nuts over a candidate, it's kind of fun. Funny and scary. Quick bit of business. We're going to go to the phones. I see your names. We got the system rocking. I got the screens up. Okay, it's working. I don't know who's on there. I see your name. I'll get to you in about 1 minute. I have to acknowledge and thank the longest-running advertiser we have here, and that's American Equity Mortgage. American Equity Mortgage has been on for 25 years. Over 25 years, they've been saving people money, helping people get in the houses they wanted to get into. They don't teach you the word mortgage in high school. You don't know what that is. The home loan. And by the way, what they call a home loan, it's still two syllables. Why do we need that word, mortgage? Who's your mortgage with? What about who's your home loan with? I'm not sure I understand that. But it is what it is. And if you need one, American Equity Mortgage would be happy to make that happen for you now. If you have a home, you are a homeowner. And that's a confusing... When I was in my 20s, I used to think that if somebody said, are you a homeowner, that meant, do you actually own the whole home? No. If you have a mortgage, you're a homeowner. You and the lender own it. And even if that lender is not American Equity Mortgage, if you need money, you need to borrow money, wow. You have a tremendous advantage by being a homeowner. It's called equity in your house, and they'll show you how to use that to borrow money the smart way, to pay off bad debt like credit cards, or to pay for a wedding, kind of the same thing, or medical expense maybe that wasn't covered by insurance. Let them show you how to do it. They'll make it real easy for you. American Equity Mortgage, AmericanEquity.com, or 314-878-9999. We're going to Marv. Marv, who's been listening for 76 years. Marv, how are you? How you doing?
Oh, just great. AM and the PM.
Thank you. Marv, it's all coming to an end tomorrow. This is our last day to really talk about it, even though we don't do that, but we're doing it today.
Well, what I'm thinking about is, let's talk about something more important. Let's talk about your grandson.
Okay.
Have you introduced him to the joy of FLARP yet?
Oh, FLARP?
Yes. That's the little cup with the stuff in it.
Yeah.
Are you kidding? That's one of the first things I bought when he was born.
I keep meaning to ask you about that, because for a young boy, that would be great. I have a granddaughter that's a year older, and I got one of those and took it up to Iowa for a visit. But my daughter-in-law doesn't seem to think that's very funny.
Oh, most women don't.
My wife doesn't think it's funny. For those who don't know what we're talking about, what are they, a buck? They're not expensive.
Yeah, it's not very much.
You go into any little, where would you say
you can get them at Walgreens.
Right. Walgreens, in that little section where they have little toys and stuff. And what it is, it's a plastic cup, and it's got some kind of putty-like stuff in it. It's kind of soft, and when you shove I use like two fingers. You shove them in there, and...
Oh, that's great.
And depending on what angle, it's the best. And you can have hours of fun making that internationally funny sound with a little jar of FLARP.
Right. I think my son is quietly doing it on the side, because she's my granddaughter. She's kind of a tomboy. I think she's probably getting a kick out of it. But here's one other thing. I'm going to tell
flappers.
You this for a while. Okay, I've had this house for about 40 years. I've always had a radio in my bathroom. Okay.
So, they're not plugged in, and you don't drop it in the tub. You electrocute yourself.
Yeah. This is securely chained to the sink. So, you take your shower in the morning, and it's been on KTRS since, Bill and Wendy's days.
What?
Who? And through the changes. And so then when I retired about 8 or 9 years ago, my habits changed to where I don't get up early in the morning, I don't do the shower thing in the morning, and, just whenever I want to. Now, recently this summer, things have changed. I've been playing golf. I've been doing a lot of other stuff early, so I've been getting up. And there's the radio set on KTRS. But it's only recently that I realized how annoying Magoo is. I swear, this is the first time in 40 years. It's an old analog set, so it's not easy to change. Everything else in my house is preset. But this, I finally got up to the gumption. I moved it back over to the old folk station. I'd rather listen to Charlie Brennan than Magoo in the morning.
All right. Now, Marv, I don't want to use this station as a platform to badmouth other people on here. I just don't.
I'm just telling you, that's the way I feel about it.
That's my feeling.
And for every one of you, there's somebody out there who would call him and hates us and can't stand us, and I get that.
I'm not calling him a name. I'm just saying I hadn't realized just how far his views are off.
Well, they're off to you because you don't agree.
Well, he used to be pretty sensible. I don't know what's going on. I'm just telling you, though, that after all these years, I finally moved around. Now, everything else in the house is set on KTRS, and I do have presets so that, you know, when you go into these spot clusters, as Judy the Cutie used to say, if need be, I can pop over to something else for a minute, but I always come back to you guys.
No, we appreciate it.
Don't go to the spot clusters when we're talking about our clients. Johnny Lando.
We have a couple other quick calls. Marv, thank you for.
Yeah, right. I just, again, I didn't mean to get personal, but I can only take so much. Thank you, Frank.
Thank you. He didn't mean to get personal.
Well,
let me get Jimmy. I'll get Jimmy in here while we have time. Jimmy, how are you?
I'm surviving AM and PM.
Thank you, Jimmy. Hallelujah. What can we do for you?
Well, I remember I've been listening to Dan Daly or Joe Daly?
Yeah, Dan Daly.
Rock Daly.
Dan Daly. Yeah.
He's kind of funny. He had his times.
He was very funny.
Oh, well, he's kind of, he's very funny. Hey, I had three things, maybe four. I think I spent one when I said AM and PM.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember, I had a stroke and my brain's not working real good.
Sorry.
Who is it? Mike Evans? Is that the one that don't like Dan?
He doesn't like me?
A lot of people don't like Dan.
He's the one that looks like a little imp.
He kind of does.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Evans looks a little bit like Alfred E. Newman and Roman Polanski if those two had a baby.
And an elf, a Keebler elf.
And an elf. If they had a threesome, that would be Mike Evans.
Yeah.
I just wasted another one.
It looks like he's cut out.
Well, Jimmy. He drifted off into cellular hell, and that's okay because the timing was good because we have to do a little business. We have to get some news in here. And then Jose Hernandez is going to come in, and he's going to solve all your technical issues. That's what he does. In 2 days, Wednesday the 9th, Amini's is going to do something I think is terrific. They're going to give 10% off anything at 10% off the regular price of anything in their store. If you're a police officer, a firefighter, a first responder, veteran, or senior citizen, that takes in a lot of people. Again, all police officers, all firefighters, all first responders, all veterans, all senior citizens, Wednesday. And then on the flyer, it just says, we appreciate and thank you. Now, 10% off of some of the things in that store can be a significant amount of money. Let's take that carpet. Let's just take Let's take that
$750,000, right?
Yes, it's a handmade 150-year-old rug that was bought out of the house of some sheik or prince or something. This is not a joke. It's hanging in the store. You can see it. I got a picture of it. People are going to take pictures of it. It's $750,000. Now, if you buy that Wednesday and you, let's say you're a police officer, first of all, let me congratulate you because you must have some sort of savings habits. If you're a police officer and you save $750,000, or a firefighter, or a first responder, 10% off of $750,000. Hang on a second. That is a significant percent off.
You
are talking and carry over. $3.75.
No, Dan, that's not. What did you have, Pia?
I had $75,000.
$75,000.
Wait a minute.
You know how this shtick's supposed to work. We're not supposed to actually get it right.
Wait a minute. That was the right answer.
You blew the whole routine.
I was trying to do a wrong answer. I said the right answer.
No, that's sad. But, of course, we're talking about things that most people can afford. Very few people can afford that rug. And I think some people have the impression that you can't afford anything in the Amini's. It's not true. You went in one day and you looked at something that was $20,000 and thought, I can't shop here. Yeah, you can. You could buy what we bought our middle child, second son, 4 years ago for Christmas, an electronic dartboard for his basement. It was $300. I bought pool cue chalk in there. I don't remember what it was. A quarter? I don't know. There's not much in there for a quarter, but you get the idea. Take your time and look around. And what is the real value of a pinball machine or a pool table or an arcade game that your whole family and extended family and guests will enjoy for years and years and years? How about a shuffleboard table? There's no maintenance. There's nothing electronic to go out. You don't plug it in. It's a shuffleboard table. You wax it every once in a while. You put the ice on it, is what they call it, to make the puck slide. Hundreds of hours of enjoyment together as a family, extended family, at your home. And when you have people over you don't like, if you have a couple of things from a meanie, send them down to the basement. They'll be down there for you. You have to talk to them. You can't stand them. Can't wait till they go home. All kinds of good reasons to look at this stuff at Amini's. A-M-I-N-I-S, the website is... Oh, they're in Chesterfield Valley under the Copper Dome, and the website is Amini's.com.
All right, let's get another check on traffic with Tim Weiland.
Dan, they're still working with this accident on westbound 44 just after Kings Highway. The left lane is blocked. It's a solid jam now approaching Jefferson. We do have some heavier traffic on southbound 270 now from just south of Page to Ladue, from Highway 40 down through Doherty Ferry. It looks like eastbound Highway 270 is starting to slow east of McDonald through Highway 170. And the slowdown on eastbound 70 slash westbound 44 from the Museo Veterans Bridge down to the Poplar Street Bridge. And this traffic report brought to you by Staples. They do have low prices for your business, from laptops, tablets, smartphones, to tech services like setup and repair. Visit staples.com/tech services for details. Staples, make more happen. I'm Tim Weiland from the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095.
When I listen to Audible, I'm not on mile two of my early morning run. I'm out searching for clues in the abandoned toy factory near the cemetery. As I make my way down to the basement, I can't help but feel like I'm being followed. Did that doll just move?
Who's there? They're getting closer!
I should really get a treadmill.
Go to audible.com/act now and your first download is free. Audible, stories that surround you.
Accounting and financial salaries are on the rise. Get an in-depth salary forecast for